Live. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves. And check out freetalklive.com, where everything's free. The largest website of any radio show anywhere.
I love that claim.
Probably.
That's great.
It's in all likelihood true.
And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As we launch into hour number three, you take control. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. I'm still a little under the weather. But even you, Mark, are a little under the weather as well.
Oh, yeah. My throat's getting pretty sore.
You know, I wonder if I've been sick twice now since we've been here in New Hampshire, which is a little more often for me. And I've been having this hand swelling issue as well. And I wonder if when you move to a new place, like a drastic move, like mm-hmm. we did 1,500 miles from Florida to New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
are there like different diseases around, different strains of cold and flu and that sort of thing that you're more likely to be less immune to? Does your immune system have a little time that it needs to take, a series of months that it needs to take to sort of tune you up to the new area that you live in?
I would think that you no. I would a series of months, perhaps, but I think we would at 6 months in all likelihood be tuned up as far as we need to be tuned. And with the way our jet setting culture here in America, diseases get spread around pretty quickly. I think that yes, you can go, you can get on a plane from Sarasota, Florida, and fly to Manchester, New Hampshire, and you'll encounter viruses there that you weren't encountering in Sarasota.
That's what I'm thinking is going on.
Well, but it's been 6 months, Ian.
Right.
Those virus, we've had a chance to get acclimated to any viruses there are around here.
True.
And it has nothing to do with your swollen finger.
But I sit around the house.
Yes, but I'm sick too, and I'm outside every single day.
Hmm. Okay.
Going and meeting people and stuff.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go back to Johnson in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, Johnson, we had just started talking about some new technologies, and what started this conversation was that California wants to mandate that people no longer use incandescent bulbs, and as I pointed out, that's just them running out in front of the marketplace so they can claim later on down the line credit for what the marketplace was automatically going to do, and that is shift away
right.
from incandescent bulbs. But then you chimed in with, so you're pointing out some other technologies in light that we
right.
might not have been aware of.
I just didn't want everybody to rush out with the fluorescent bulbs things yet because, you know, there's a lot of thought going into the LED light bulb now. Now, the reason the LED light bulb is a little bit more of a complicated equation in that, you know, okay, fluorescent light bulbs last roughly 10 times as long as an incandescent bulb.
Is that
right?
true? I don't know if
yeah.
that's true.
Well, your average incandescent bulb lasts for about 6 months. Your average
you mean if you turn it on and leave it on forever? Like, you don't turn it off?
Regular use. Average use.
Average use, I think, is like 4 hours a day. I think that an incandescent bulb goes out 5 or 6 years if you only use it that often.
No.
Really?
No. Yeah. You have to normally have to change them a couple times a year. And a fluorescent bulb is it has a lifespan that is about 5 years with average use.
I got to tell you.
By average use, I mean more like 8 hours a day in an office.
I see where you're coming from. I've got to say, though, my experience so far with the fluorescent bulbs is that maybe they're just built crappily and cheap, but I've had them kind of bomb out a little bit faster than the incandescents.
Well, you know, the good news is that, I kind of am interested in the LED technology because that is supposed to last 10 years.
Oh, yeah, LEDs are awesome.
LEDs last 100,000 hours. Well, and here's the other thing, is that the LEDs use something on the order of like 1 watt or 1/10 of a watt or something like that. The amount of power that they use is 1/10 of what a fluorescent bulb uses, which means it's basically 1/100 of what an incandescent uses, and they last so much longer. So, sure, you can get a fluorescent bulb that is equivalent to an incandescent bulb for about $20. Now, that's a lot for a light bulb, but is it really when you consider how much electricity that's going to save you over the course of 10 years?
Do you mean an LED light bulb?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. You said fluorescent, and that was what confused me there, because
I know
fluorescents are not that much.
Minced words.
No problem. So now, compare the time that they last versus how much they cost and how much energy they use.
Well, I mean, how much does your average, Ian, you could fill in the gaps here. How much does an average fluorescent bulb cost?
No,
oh, I don't know.
Cents.
You can get a fluorescent bulb? No, it's more than that. You have to pay like $7 for a three-pack or something like that.
$7 for a three-pack. So per bulb, you're talking about, you know, maybe what, $2?
Yeah, something
$2.50.
Like
$2.50, $2.50, right, versus 20. So, you know, you're talking, in you know, what, a regular incandescent bulb is what, $2 too,
that's
right?
That's less than that.
That was the
40
cent one.
Yeah, they're like 60 cents to a dollar at most.
Okay, so you're talking about 60 cents for an incandescent bulb, but who knows what, how much, you know, you're going to have to replace them off.
By the way, I got to say, I think you're wrong on your replacement, your lifetime. Just looking quickly at Wikipedia, there are some numbers here. A 100 watt, 1,000 hour, 1,700 lumen bulb at half voltage would extend its life to about 65 million hours over 7,000 years while reducing its light output to 160 lumens. And then they give you another example of a 40-watt bulb in Texas, which has been illuminated since September 21st, 1908. So I'm pretty sure if you go and you look at the marketing on those incandescent bulbs, you're going to see a 5 to 6 year lifespan. But that's just my guess.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing, and I've actually seen they displayed that light bulb that you're talking about in the firehouse in Texas. They displayed that light bulb and they visited on the Mythbusters. The reason why that light bulb lasts so long is because they turned down the wattage on it so that it's just a dull glow. And that's why that light bulb has lasted so long. It's also an old-style light bulb, so it was made with thicker glass and a much larger filament.
Either way, yeah. even if they both last the same amount of time, it's still better to go fluorescent because it's just going to be less power
usage. Well, I think even better would be to go LED because, I mean, sure, the bulb might cost you $20, but it's going to last so much longer and you're going to save so much money in electricity. That's the thing. I don't know how much, you know, I would have to go through and do the calculations on how many extra watts would be used over the course of 10 years of average use of a light bulb, and then calculate how much does that cost.
Yeah.
My guess is it's probably a lot, especially
and that's also, that it would also be presuming that over 10 years electricity stayed the same price, and that's probably going to go up.
No, even better than that, you know, this is a huge outlay for, you know, expenses, but, you know, maybe this will come down, is that they're doing a lot of things with fiber optics. What they do is they put a mirrored tube in the roof of your house, and then they run fiber optics, and those fiber optics actually pipe daylight into your house and into the office environments especially, and that way it's all natural lighting.
Didn't you know somebody that was selling that down in Florida, Mark? Somebody selling those? Little tube lighting things?
Oh, the tube lighting's different.
That's not the same?
No, that's not the same. What do they call those? Skylight. It's a skylight that has a mirrored tube that goes in, you know, from the roof to the ceiling. We're not talking about...
How does fiber optics improve?
Yeah, those are cool. Those are cool, but there's actually a new one that takes that technology one step further.
Right.
In that it's a mirrored tube that trunk, you know, it ends in into a bundle of fiber that then gets piped into, you know, rooms and stuff like that.
And I would think it would
bend light around corners.
It would be able to carry a lot more lumens, as it were. You have this light collecting device out
right,
there.
Right, they've got like a dish.
And then you've got essentially a cable of fiber optics.
I see.
That you run into your house in the wall.
So you don't, I see what you're saying. So you don't actually have holes in every room ceiling. You've got one hole where the fiber optics coming
right.
in, and that lights the whole house. I get
exactly.
Neat.
And that's very cool, too. I mean, that's another great way to, you know, because most of the daytime, there you go. You don't have to have lights on. That saves even more energy. Then the last little bit of technology that I think is really cool is they've got this light-emitting optical fiber, which is basically they've now invented an LED that bends, and it looks like neon, but it's like glow sticks, you know, the long, bendy glow sticks that you always get at carnivals and stuff like that. People make them in necklaces and bracelets.
Right. Is this the stuff that they're putting in T-shirts now?
No, well, kind of. Yeah, actually, I think it might be related.
I've heard of some sort of an application of something that sounds like this, where they've actually got light-emitting fibers of some sort that they can literally sew into a T-shirt and create shirts with light-emitting patterns.
I thought that was actually what that is a bioluminescent display, which is actually like big little panels of stuff and circuit boards. This is more like, it's kind of like, you know, those plastic glow sticks that you get at carnivals and fairs, the ones that they make into necklaces. It looks like that. It looks like a kind of a light tube, which is pretty cool, I guess, for signage. And the one application that I've seen for it is that they want to start installing them in freezers, like
cool things coming in the future for lighting. And, Johnson, thanks for sharing that with us. We appreciate it. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. You know, I look for those LED bulbs. They're just hard to find at this point. I want some, though. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231 on the Packet 8 toll-free line. And go to freetalklive.com and check out the BBS. It's a message board system with 180,000 posts.
Woo, and like that's a lot of posts.
1,500 or 1,600 posters on there. Just it's really, really active. And you can talk about anything on there, from libertarian issues to, oh, inanity.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. A lot of fun. BBS.freetalklive.com gets you to it. That's for free. BBS.freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. For more information and to get registered, that's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And I'm looking forward to this event. It is going to be tremendous. Lots of libertarian luminaries like John Stossel, Ron Paul, and a number of others going to be attending, speaking, and you and I are going to be there broadcasting live the entire time.
We are going to broadcast live. I shan't be doing any of the hosting of the panels, like I said before. It's just not going
to
happen.
I'm sorry to hear that. But at least you're going to be there, mm-hmm. and we're going to have a good time despite all that, and looking forward to meeting a number of our listeners and meeting a number of people that haven't heard of Free Talk Live yet and giving out bumper stickers. I'm going to have bumper stickers.
So that's a good idea.
If you've yet to send in your self-addressed stamped envelope to get a free bumper sticker, you'll be able to get a free bumper sticker if you're at the forum. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. Let's go to the email box. Mark, what have you got for us?
Well, it's an email from Brian, and he says, "Mark, I just listened to the podcast where you were claiming that Americans are superior. Actually, you didn't say that, but Ian was able to twist what you said into something like that. You were struggling with Ian and trying to defend your position, which I agree with, but it's difficult. But it is difficult to elucidate. I've struggled with this before, and here are my thoughts to help bolster your argument. I don't think any culture is superior to any other culture, just as any individual is not superior to any other individual, merely by being born. It is what each individual does with his or her life that defines them. I had a beer with a very intelligent... Having said that, I must say that I've spent a lot of time outside the culture that we call America. I've spent time in Japan, Africa, Eastern, Western, and Northern Europe, Australia, and Asia. I've seen a lot of culture and a lot of strange customs, but I've noticed two things about people in different cultures. One, they're not like us, and two, they love us.
Hmm.
Had a beer with a very intelligent person just outside of Amsterdam. We talked, in English, American actually, about current events, culture, new music, and other things. It was like talking to a friend across the table. Somehow the topic got to healthcare. He assumed that any educated person just naturally thought the right thing to do was that all people had the right to healthcare. Back then, I didn't have the same rhetorical technique of mentioning the gun in the room, but I tried to ask him who would pay for someone else's health care if they couldn't pay, and the answer was his answer varied, but always came around to the requirement that society will pay. And at that point, I became aware of a critical difference of opinion that was based on cultural indoctrination. He just hadn't thought about the possibility of personal responsibility when it came to health care.
Okay.
Flash to Tokyo. When I tried to set up a consulting and seminar business, I had some pretty successful events, but always had trouble cashing my checks and taking that money home. Turns out that I had to have a bank account in Japan in order to do business in Japan. And in order to have an account, I had to be a Japanese citizen. Fortunately, one of my business partners was a Japanese citizen and opened an account and put my money in his account, and he would reimburse me later, once all the checks had cleared. This seemed dangerous and risky to me, but it was the only way I could achieve my goals. He didn't see any problem at all with it, and we ended up at a karaoke bar and drank lots of beer. The next day, while still sobering up, I asked him why it was so difficult to do business in his country. He was completely unaware that there was any difficulty at all. It was perfectly normal to wait for months or years to be granted permission to open a business. I just wanted to get the money I had made in Japan back into my bank account. It took 6 months, which didn't seem to bother my host at all. It was normal. Now, I've had many other experiences, but they all revolve around a similar theme. That is that the vast majority of people on Earth, based on my statistically limited but geographically broad experience, are followers. There are very few...
That includes Americans.
It does, but you just need to have a statistically a larger amount in order to be able to say the Americans are naturally leaders. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You're saying they're more leaders in the United States?
I would say that people are more likely to strike out on their own, and that this is a culture that
in
fosters.
I would say that in a less socialist nation, yeah, probably people are more likely to strike out on their own. Sure. Does that make them better people?
I
don't know about that.
If it helps, it's a better society if that society is in line with what your goals are. If what your goal is to bask in the sun and drink beer, you should go to the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
It's great for that. Their society is in line with that, or at least what I saw their society over there. I can't say, what life is like in the whole Caribbean or anything like that. But when I was down there, it seemed like a really good place to hang out, smoke pot, and drink beer and
sure,
not do a heck of a lot of work and not to have a lot of bills either. So, you know, different cultures, if the culture lines up with what you want to do, then it's a good culture.
Gotcha.
That's what I'm trying to say. And I wasn't prepared for the argument that you and I had a couple of weeks ago regarding the superiority of America. I do believe that America is a superior culture.
Is Hong Kong superior to America?
I've never been there. I would like America to be as easy to do business as Hong Kong, with maybe some protections for intellectual property. Hong Kong doesn't seem to be very good in that arena. Okay, there are very few leaders. I think that this is evolutionary, because if you took all the mammals, and there are few leaders, and the rest are followers. In the animal kingdom, this is a necessity. Too many cooks spoil the broth. Too many leaders fail to bring down the caribou for dinner. In relation to other mammals, however, humans have really large brains for some reason, and we are capable of questioning authority and acting as a leader or as a follower, depending on the circumstance. The people who control most governments in the world have done an exceptional job of brainwashing the humans under their control to forget that they can be leaders.
Absolutely, and that's what the government school system here in the United States is designed around. The government school system is designed around indoctrinating Americans with the belief that they just need to grow up and get a job, and that's it. And that's what the purpose is to create a class of people, serfs, essentially, that won't question their situation, that won't question their surroundings, that won't strike out on their own, that won't take risks, and they've been very, very effective at it.
There's certainly some quotes from the founders of our public school system that back that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. The result has been to create a two-class system of politically connected leaders and taxpayers/followers. The
yep.
effect of this philosophy has been to create more and more numerous sheep and fewer and more powerful controllers.
Not only, and they're very happy sheep as well, because at the same time that they've been raised with this don't question authority mantra, with the don't question your place in life mantra, with the just be a good little citizen, go along with whatever the government says mantra, do whatever stay at your job for your whole life, all of these things that we're indoctrinated with, all along at the same time, we've got all these comfortable accoutrements. We've got these television sets. We've got cell phones. We've got air conditioning. We've got a very comfortable lifestyle. So it makes it easy to just plug in and forget about all of possibly striking out on one's own and doing something leadership-like.
Well, he gets around to really what is the crux of the email is here in the next segment.
All right, 800-259-9231. I agree with him so far.
Well, he's going to tell you why Americans are superior.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm looking forward to this. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, give us a call at 1-800-259-9231 at the Peccadillo toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. You go to freetalklive.com and check out the live stream. We have a live stream there for broadband and live stream for dial-up. So whatever your needs, freetalklive.com, absolutely free.
There you go, freetalklive.com. And you know what, Mark? I think we've got an excellent book to talk about here. Jewel Thornton, once again, returning to the airwaves to advertise with us.
She's so nice. Glad to have her along. Is there a young person that's important to you? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066.
There you go, 800-657-5066. We're talking about an email that you got in from one of our listeners in regards to why Americans are allegedly the best. Now, I've actually agreed with the points so far, and let me just...
He's just been better at phrasing what I've said so at this point.
As I understand, let me make sure I've understood what he said correctly. I believe he's pretty much said he's been around the world, been to a variety of different countries, done business with people in different countries, and have found that the people in other countries are sort of used to being tyrannized by their governments. In the case of Japan, for instance, you have to actually be a Japanese citizen in order to open a bank account, and you have to have a bank account in order to do business in Japan. So all kinds of crazy regulations and restrictions. It took forever to get the transaction processed, and there's just things that people consider normal in other countries that are a result of government meddling and a result of government regulation that we don't have to necessarily deal with here in the United States. He's pointing out that in the government education system, that they've essentially been working towards making people serfs in this country and deteriorating the number of leaders in America as well.
Well, he's basically saying that all countries do this. And that, well, let me read what he says.
Okay.
I think this is a natural thing. The controllers get more powerful because the sheep let them. In Northern Europe, the controllers have had centuries to mold their sheep into submission. In Asia, the culture has had millennia. In America, they've had only 100 years or so. As a result, there's still a ghost of free minds and free markets in America that allow innovation and intervention. Invention. I would also argue that it would be the less the followers and more the quote-unquote leaders or leaders without a pack, as it were, that would be likely to pick up everything they own, you know, put it in some bags and get on a steamer or whatever and go to America to start a new life.
Definitely risk takers, for sure.
So those people would be more likely to be leaders, and so therefore they add to the equation.
But I still agree with his assertion that it's just a ghost of free market more than anything else at this point.
At this point, they've managed to maybe not kill the entrepreneurial spirit of America, but they have managed to cage it.
They've done a darn good job. We had Wayne in here on Wednesday night. I don't remember if he said it on air or not, but he pointed out that he'd probably own his own factory by now if it weren't for all the regulations and restrictions.
They didn't kill his spirit, though. They caged it.
I see where you're coming from.
So, I mean, a lion will still kill you if it's in a, you know, but you can put it in a cage.
Right.
So perhaps they'll kill it over time. Like, I think they've killed it in other countries.
Yeah.
I think they've caged it here in America with all the regulations.
Got it.
So let me go on. As a result, there are still a ghost of free minds and free markets in America that allows innovation and invention. Americans created mass production, the automobile, the airplane, the toilet, movies, the transistor radio, the computer, the cell phone, the internet, to name a few of the things that they've had worldwide impact and made the lives of billions of people more comfortable, safe, and productive. What kind of innovation has come out of Northern Europe besides lutefisk? What is a lutefisk?
You'll have to Wikipedia that one. I don't know.
Oh, somebody Wikipedia and give it to me. Japan excels at making smaller, more efficient cars and electronics, but they do it using the concept of interchangeable parts that Eli Whitney invented with the assembly line. Yeah, the assembly line that Henry Ford perfected.
Okay.
Call it Yankee ingenuity if you want, but I think that I think of it as a living in an environment of freedom and unlimited opportunity. It has only been in the past 50 years or so that the fascists have really gained control of the United States government and created an environment of oppression and fear. Before that, however, America was the most free and the most productive of any country in the history of Earth. Forgive me for putting words in your mouth, Mark, but no, thank you very much for putting words in my mouth, Brian, because you did a heck of a lot better job with this than I did, because all I did was enrage Ian, whereas you have, look at him, he's happy, he's smiling, he's sitting over there smiling, but I think that that this is what you had in mind when you said that Americans were better than the citizens of the rest of the world. Shame on you for giving Ian such a big target, but I understand that what you were getting at. You were thinking about people who grew up in a culture of innovation and unlimited opportunities, which is unfortunately so rare in the rest of the world.
Do they want to? Okay, I think that you really just had to be more choosy with your words. I don't think that Americans are better people. They're people just like any other people.
I said better circumstances. America is better, is what I said.
They may live under better circumstances,
mm-hmm.
and now, as you've admitted, those circumstances are deteriorating, as in other countries, they're improving. For instance, Hong Kong, the number one most economically free place in the world.
But Hong Kong isn't another country. Hong Kong was started...
Okay, whatever.
No, I'm not talking about the country part. What I'm telling you is Hong Kong's even newer than America.
It's independent
enough. It was a rock. That's
yeah.
all. A rock that they built a center of commerce on. So Hong Kong's new, too.
You can keep using the dodge of it's not a real country,
I'm
but
not
it's
saying
independent
country.
Enough
what I'm
to
saying
make
is
the
it's
top
new.
Of the list.
What I'm saying is it's new.
Yeah.
So it only follows this, what he's laid out here, to a T. It hasn't had the chance to regulate the crap out of itself yet either. It still has the entrepreneurial spirit. I'm not arguing about it being a country, Ian.
I see where you're coming
I'm arguing
from.
About its newness.
Okay.
Okay. So there you go. Americans are not just better because they were born here. However, they are born into a culture of freedom and innovation that has been admired as an industrial and social force. I've seen this freedom evaporate greatly in my lifetime, and I see us drifting towards the socialist fascist mindsets of much of the rest of the world.
Yep.
We need to put a stop to this drift and get back to the fiercely individualistic, freedom-oriented society that created our modern America.
And there's only one way that's going to happen. And that's the Free State Project.
Yeah, I really believe that. Yep. What else could it be?
There's nothing else. The Free State Project is the solution.
You know, basically what we have
to be the Hong Kong of America.
We have to get people to move to New Hampshire. Liberty-minded people that want to see liberty in our lifetimes move to New Hampshire. And we have to get 20,000 signers on that website at some point.
Absolutely. And, you know, even if we, even if it takes another decade to get to 20,000 signers, which personally I don't think it will, I think at some point you're going to see a critical mass achieved. You're going to see a point of saturation at which people will become more and more aware of the Free State Project, and therefore more and more signups will start to happen. If not for any other reason, that Free Talk Live will get on more and more radio stations.
We absolutely will get on more and more radio stations, and we're not going to stop talking about the Free State Project because we believe in it.
Right.
You know,
And we've walked the walk. We've actually come 1,500 miles from Florida to be part of the, to actually move as part of the early movers, as the first 100. I think we were in the first 150 movers, actually, Mark. The first,
something like that.
Certainly the first, I think I was actually the 420th member to be a part of New Hampshire's Free State Project. That includes the people that already lived here after the state was chosen. But I am convinced, as are you, that the Free State Project is the only chance to restore liberty in our lifetimes here in the United States.
It seems like the most expeditious way.
Nothing else has worked.
No, I mean,
it's been 35 years and the libertarian movement has been around here in this country in one form or another, and they've gotten absolutely nowhere fast.
They haven't managed to get anybody elected in any major role.
To be fair to them, what they have done is they've done an okay job at spreading the word about freedom. I mean, if it weren't for the libertarian movement or the Libertarian Party in general, if Harry Brown hadn't run for president, I don't know, maybe I wouldn't have come across the Libertarian Party.
I get where you're coming from on that, and I think that the RLC has a chance, but, you
but
know,
as far as results of actually getting things to change in the political climate, not so much.
God, it's such a big game in Washington. It's so valuable to those people. The lobbyists, I can't imagine the American people being able to fight against the lobbyists at this point. I think we've lost that battle. Yeah. I think Washington's conquered land.
It pretty much is.
I think that
why I support
in secession. In a state government, you might have a chance of taking it back over. In a state government like New Hampshire's, where they already have an understanding of what freedom and personal liberties are all about, and where there's so many representatives, it's difficult for the lobbyists to get anywhere.
Right, though there are some bad representatives here in New Hampshire that don't have that understanding. So if we move more liberty-oriented people in and they run their campaigns, they can win those offices, and we can take the state back for freedom. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real. Are you sure? I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home. Really? I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. This is Mark with you.
And Ian here. Hey, you finally did that for the first time ever.
Well, I'm practicing. What can I tell you?
Well done, sir.
So, the AMP program.
Yes.
If you like what you hear on Free Talk Live, and you like the way we're spreading the message of liberty every evening here from 3 hours a night, 6 days a week, and you want to help spread the message of liberty, probably, in my humble estimation, the most efficient manner that it is being currently spread anywhere.
I think 320 of our listeners would agree with that.
So they may agree, they may not, but at the very least, they're supporting us. And they're doing it to the tune of, we ask for $3 a month. Some people go higher than that. Some people go 10. 200.
One guy did 200.
Yeah, it's done. So, and we use that money to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. We use it for industry magazine advertisement. We use it to go to radio conventions. We use it to go to podcasting conventions. We sent out a couple guys for that, right?
Yep, that's right. Johnson and Torgo went there.
Want to make sure that I had that correct. We do internet advertising, all kinds of things to get more listeners and more stations involved with Free Talk Live.
We're going to a convention next month, as a matter of fact.
Yes, we are.
It'll be good for us, too, because last time, at this time of year last year, we were gearing up to go to our very first talk radio convention that our amplifiers were paying for. And, you know, Mark, you and I had never been to a talk radio convention before. I'd been to a convention before, just not a talk radio one, and it was certainly not under this sort of situation. The sort of convention I went to was for a network marketing group that I used to work for when I was younger, and not the same at all. In this case, we've got to go and schmooze. We've got to meet people. We've got to shake hands. We've got to kiss babies. We've got to give out business cards. Okay, there's not actually babies to kiss.
No babies, no hot women.
They're definitely schmoozing, and there are attractive women. They're just hired help to...
Right.
Schmooze the business guys. Anyway, so we're going to be there again this year, but it'll be better for us this year because now more people know who Free Talk Live is. Because we went to those talk conventions last year, we sort of built the ground floor and got ourselves seen by the decision makers, actually physically met. My daytime job, people ask sometimes, what do you do during the day? Well, I call radio stations during the day, though I've been actually having less and less time considering I've got more and more things to do. But that's okay because it's not as important for me to be as heavy on the phones this year as it was last year because more people know us, more people have seen those advertisements that the amplifiers have paid for, so we're actually more likely to get an incoming phone call from a radio station nowadays.
Not that happens.
Not that it happens very often, but it happens more now than it did in the past.
At the very least, when you call, they know who the heck they're talking to.
Right.
Yep.
Remember when we were at the Talkers Convention?
They've seen the pictures of the two of us, and I'm sure that they imagine that the dashingly good-looking one is calling them.
You remember when we were at the Talkers Convention last year, Mark, and we were schmoozing around in the little convention room? They got these parties where everybody
you were
just
so good at that, by the way.
What, schmoozing?
You were good at... Well,
I wasn't so great at Talkers. I just sort of... I don't think I was as outgoing at Talkers as I was at the first convention.
I would agree with you on that one, that second convention you were quite as... We didn't have to be quite as outgoing. People knew who we were. We were getting dragged around.
That was my point, was that the guy, one of the editors from Talkers, came up to us, said, "Hey, Free Talk Live! And, yeah, we get your picture? Yeah, sure.
Oh, sure, you could have our picture.
My picture, sure." And we looked all cracked out in the picture.
Yeah, we were tired.
It was not the greatest picture of us, but nonetheless, it made it in Talkers Magazine, and it was really cool to be recognized by the industry people that people, you know, people read this magazine. This is the industry magazine.
It's working.
Yeah.
It's working.
It is working. And
so,
it is amp.freetalklive.com.
If you want to see this show go somewhere and spread the message of liberty, that's what you're all about. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, sign up, and
you get perks.
Yeah, there are perks. That's right.
Amplifierly call-in lines, Amplifierly forum, and some other neat things.
Some classic archives.
That's right. Amp.freetalklive.com to South Florida's Sun Sentinel. A petition drive to get Confederate-themed clothing banned from school grounds has exposed a rift at Hollywood Hills High. The episode might lead to Broward County School Board examining whether its student conduct code should address the Confederate flag. Sophomore Ilana Hostick started a petition this week at Hollywood Hills in hopes of pressing officials to ban the symbol, considered a show of rebel pride by some and a remainder of Southern race-based prejudice by others.
Yeah, man, this is a tough issue.
The petition garnered as many as 300 signatures, but added to tensions at Hollywood Hills after students who support wearing the flag on shirts, belt buckles, or other garments started a counter-petition. Hostick, who's 15, said, "My only goal is to ban the Confederate flag from Broward schools. People are really offended by it."
Well, it's not the Confederate flag she wants to ban. She wants to ban any representation of the Confederate flag at all. Any kind of representation of the stars and bars. Doesn't matter if you've got the word redneck spelled out with it sort of inside the letters or whatever. That's what she wants to ban because aren't any Confederate flags being flown at any schools.
Because she doesn't understand the Confederate flag. She has the typical high schooler understanding of what the Confederacy was all about, and that is, it was all about slavery. Those Southern folk just wanted to keep black people down. That's what that flag stands for. When, in fact, the other, I think it was a year or so ago, you saw a black guy walking down the street in Florida.
I've seen two black guys in the South wearing Confederate flags. It's the most amazing thing.
What do you think they know that this 15-year-old girl doesn't know?
I would assume that they are playing with the ironic, is what I would assume that they're doing. I can't imagine that the people entirely understand this issue, but maybe some of them do.
If you're wearing a Confederate flag and you're a black man, I would expect you understand the issue.
Okay. I think that a lot of people that fly the Confederate flag or have the Confederate flag as bumper stickers and that kind of thing really think that it is anti-black, and that's the reason they do it.
True.
I think that I personally love the stars and bars. I think that it's a beautiful flag. I love it. I'm from the South. But I won't display it anywhere because I think that it offends people.
People don't understand.
Right. So
there was a story that we read last year about a black gentleman who lives in the South who actually he wears a Confederate uniform. He wears the uniform of the Confederate military. And he walks around with a Confederate flag. He just walks downtown in whatever area he was. I don't remember which state it was. But he just walks around with this Confederate flag, and he's got a Confederate uniform on. Black man. That's a man who understands the symbolism.
Maybe he does. I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
There
what
was
they...
an interview with him. He definitely understands that it's all about states' rights, sovereignty.
It's not all about that, though. It is somewhat about slavery. And that's the states' right that was at an issue was... slavery. Now, I'll admit to you that Lincoln
was... No, I think there was more to it than that. It was taxation as well. They were taxing the southern textile manufacturers more than the northern textile manufacturers were getting taxed. So it was essentially a subsidy to the northern textile manufacturers. That was another big factor.
Understood, but that doesn't really go into states' rights. Do you understand? I mean, the government was getting unfair amounts of money from the South as it was to the North and subsidizing the North. Yeah, that's true.
The states' rights that I'm talking about in that case were the right to secede. That was the right.
Understood.
They were tired of the taxes.
Why did they choose to secede, though?
Because they were tired of being taxed more than the others.
You know, there was a big abolitionist movement going on. Abraham Lincoln was an abolitionist and got voted out, you know, down the first time. You see, the thing is you can't just pin it on this one thing. It's true that states' rights were involved. And
slavery was a factor, yes.
Yes.
But slavery wasn't all about slavery.
No, it wasn't all about slavery. Now, if it was all about slavery, then Abraham Lincoln would have signed the Emancipation Proclamation immediately upon the secession of the last state, but he didn't. It was 2 years into the war before he freed the slaves.
Mm.
So, you know, you got to ask yourself, what was really the motivation here behind this guy?
Ostick, who is Jewish, said the student display of the flag on campus has caused tension between white, black, and Jewish students. About 2,200 students are enrolled.
I don't know why it would cause any tension among Jews.
I'm not sure either.
I mean, I think it was the first Secretary of the Treasury, somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, of the Confederacy was in fact Jewish.
Yeah, and I don't think they were enslaved either.
No. I mean, if Jews are confused here, it's just because, like I said, some bigots do fly the Confederate flag for the fact
right.
of, you know, that's the problem with it, is that there's bigots out there that
who've
are flying
adopted
it, who've adopted it, and that's bad news.
About 2,200 students are enrolled at the school, 41% white, 20% black, 35% Hispanic. Some students have been confronted each other on campus this week over the flag since a petition was circulated, but the incidents have not been violent, school district spokes bureaucrats said, and apparently the principal stopped the petitioning Tuesday on grounds it was done without proper permission.
God knows.
You can't petition in our school.
Well,
freedom of speech does not apply in government
schools. Sure doesn't. Kids, forget it.
School
we might teach you about freedom of speech. We're not going to allow that crap here.
School board member Eleanor Sobel, who represents the Hollywood area, said she was surprised to learn over the stir over the flag. Sobel said she would prefer that the students not wear or display the flag. The school has no plans to modify its dress code policy, which does not prohibit Confederate-themed clothing, but does plan to schedule an open forum where students can discuss differences with each other and diversity experts. Now, that would be interesting to attend, I think.
Oh, I'd like to be a diversity expert.
Sobel says she'd push for the school board to discuss the issue.
I've got some pretty diverse opinions.
She says, I'm satisfied with the way the principal's handling it, but looking at this long term, I think the policy should be clarified when there's potential for conflict. The school district doesn't address the Confederate flag specifically, which states that students may not wear clothing that, quote, supports discrimination.
Hmm.
So just because some people infer that it supports discrimination doesn't actually mean that it supports discrimination. Just like those flashing signs in Boston weren't actually supposed to be bombs, but people, for some reason, thought they were.
Do you know black people could own slaves
see
in
tomorrow
Louisiana?
Night, freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.